With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. This is your girl, Madison Lane, here to dish out some serious wisdom, one day at a time. You know that feeling when you're just lost? Like you're going through the motions, but not really living. That's often where lack of self-awareness creeps in. It can feel like this foggy maze with no exit sign, but trust me, it doesn't have to be that way. Today we're diving deep into a superpower one you already possess. Building self-awareness through reflection. It's not about staring at your navel for hours, although sometimes a good old-fashioned neck can help. It's about consciously checking in with yourself, understanding your patterns, and recognizing those little triggers that set you off. So here are five key takeaways to start your journey towards becoming your own personal detective, because knowing thyself is truly the ultimate adventure. First up, embrace the power of why. Ever find yourself reacting impulsively, then wondering what just happened? Before you jump headfirst into anything, take a moment to ask yourself why. Why do I want this? Why am I feeling this way? Getting curious about your motivations can be a real game changer. Next, tune into your body. It's not just a vessel, it's a communication center sending you constant signals. Pay attention to those physical cues, tension in your shoulders, butterflies in your stomach, even that racing heartbeat. They're telling you something. Are you stressed? Excited? A little bit of both? Speaking of feeling things, let's talk about acknowledging your emotions. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Emotions are a part of the human experience, good and bad. Accept them, understand them, and learn how to process them healthily. Bottling things up only leads to bigger explosions later on. Practice mindfulness, my friends. It's all about being present in the moment. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and textures around you. Take a deep breath and savor that cup of coffee. Engage your senses fully, it's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. And finally, journal your journey. Writing things down can be incredibly therapeutic. It allows you to process your thoughts and emotions in a safe space. Even jotting down a few bullet points about your day can help you identify patterns and gain valuable insight into yourself. Ever had that moment where you're going through the motions, feeling completely drained? Like you're just reacting instead of truly living? You know, that feeling when you realize you've been putting on autopilot for weeks, maybe even months. Yeah, I feel you. Just last week, I was in this whirlwind of deadlines and errands. My to-do list felt like it was growing longer by the minute, and I was barely keeping up. I found myself snapping at people, feeling irritable, and just generally, blah. It wasn't until I took a step back and actually listened to my body that I realized how depleted I was. I was exhausted, both mentally and physically. My shoulders were tense, my stomach felt like it was in knots, and I couldn't focus for more than 5 minutes. That's when I knew it was time for a little self-care, a long walk in nature, some deep breaths, and a good night's sleep. Taking those moments to recharge, to truly connect with myself, made all the difference. It reminded me that building self-awareness isn't just about knowing your thoughts and feelings, it's also about recognizing when you need to take a break to nourish yourself and to come back stronger. So remember, this journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep digging deeper. You've got this. Now go out there and be the awesome human you were born to be. Share this episode with a friend who could use some self-love encouragement, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that stoic core. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.